Hi, this is Elliot Haspel. Welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about an article from The Reading Teacher about integrating writing and mathematics. And writing's often integrated with subjects like social studies and science, but actually stays fairly separate from math. But in this article, two researchers from Brigham Young University talk about ways to integrate writing and math in a way that helps build students' skills in both. And they split these very practical suggestions into two. One is when you're doing writing about math without any kind of revision of the writing, so it's quicker, usually less sophisticated writing, and then writing with revision, which is, you know, on the other side, more lengthy pieces and more complicated. So I'm just going to go through the list of the different types of suggestions that they make. And about writing without revision, the first of these suggestions is learning logs. And what that is just giving students a few minutes at either the beginning or the end of class to write down a summary of what they learned either the day before, if you're doing something at the beginning of class, or if you're doing it at the end of class, what they learned during that lesson, and then having them talk about that with their peers. And this helps students reflect and really build depth of understanding of what they did, and it really helps with retention also. Another of these writing without revision options is think write share. It's a variation of the popular think pair share method, and really it's what it sounds like. You pose a math question, then give students a minute or two to write down their ideas, write down their answer before discussing it with partners or the whole class. The third of the writing without revision strategies is note-taking / note-making. And what this means is that you have students fold the paper they're going to take notes on in half vertically, or if you have a guided note sheet, you fold that in half vertically, and let the left side of the paper be for following along with the teacher, especially during intro to new material. And on the right side of the paper, teach them how to jot down their own thoughts or questions or just reflections. And so an example the authors give is of a fifth grade student who, in a lesson about integers, wrote on the right side of the notebook, "It's weird that -2 is greater than -5. And later on in that lesson, that student made up an analogy for himself about, it's about, piano keys. It was some way that he helped himself remember about integers. Then there are the three different options for writing with revision. The first of these is shared writing, and this is when the teacher is leading students in creating a class writing piece, say a letter about what they're learning about math, and taking in student input, talking about how you should write it. You're really helping students put voice to math and also teaching them skills around how to compose pieces. A second one of these strategies is a class book, and it's usually a follow-up to doing a shared writing piece about math. What you can do is have the teacher label the different sentences or paragraphs of the piece, and then have each student or a pair of students take one of the sentences or paragraphs and expand on it, create a whole page for a class book about the topic. So you might have students working on different pieces, different sentences, or different paragraphs about what they've learned about geometry, for example, and you create a class book about geometry. Another variation here would be creating a class book out of student-crafted word problems about geometry or about, about probability, any of these topics they might be studying. And the third of these is taken from a different teacher the authors talk about, and this is the idea of literally doing math stories. So have students create stories around math concepts, and they give the example of the hexagon adventure, or one student created the magical subtracting frying pan. These are ways, again, to integrate writing and math. And so what these authors have found, and these researchers have found, is that it's actually lots and lots of different ways to integrate writing into math. It's just not often done. But there's a lot of research and a reason to think that actually doing that is going to both increase students' writing skills and increase their math skills. So they sort of end their article with a call for being creative here, because there isn't a lot out there about ways to integrate writing and math. And so really think about ways that would work for your students. Thanks, and happy teaching.